The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. They can do better. The governor and the legislature can do better than Proposition HH. They can do more to soften the property tax blow that's fast approaching. Residential property values have skyrocketed. And tax bills will increase too because of the increasing values. And rather than just finding a way to eliminate those increased tax bills, the governor and the legislature came up with Proposition HH that raises other taxes while doing too little to reduce the impact of skyrocketing property values. Proposition HH increases state taxes by billions of dollars over time and allocates some of the increased revenue to tax reductions for homeowners and other property owners. So property taxpayers will pay more. A lot more over time, and only get a modest reduction in property taxes while their property tax bill will still increase. And your Tabor refund will be less. It's flat-out bait and switch. They're saying, give us more money and we'll give you a little bit back. But don't expect us to do what we could do without raising taxes and just providing property tax relief. I say it's time to say no to Proposition HH. Let's defeat HH and let the governor call a special session of the legislature after the election to reduce the residential assessment ratio to a level that keeps property taxes on homes at a reasonable level. No to bait and switch. No to billions of dollars of tax increases. No on HH.